So you put on a few kilos.
Love to lose them.
Thanks to Anytime Fitness, you can score a 14-day pass on Max FM every Monday when the crew from Anytime Fitness talk health and fitness.
Louis for breakfast on Max FM, your hit music station. For a Monday morning, it is time for the Anytime Fitness health and fitness tips. And if you have missed any of our fitness tips, you can catch them all online at maxfm.com.au/fitness. Joining me in the studio, Sarah from Anytime Fitness. Hello.
Hey there. It's so good to be back.
Feeling better? Feeling healthier?
I am. I'm feeling so much better.
That's good. Didn't take very long for you to get over your illness, which
no,
is good.
No.
Now, we are going to start something new for our segment. We are going to ask you some questions.
Yes. People can ask a question. They can write up on the Max FM Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll try to answer a question each week.
Sure. So we'll put the status up and get you asking questions. So if you do have a question, then get in contact with us on the Max FM page during the week. And Sarah will come back next week and answer your question. Just search Max FM 1073 and you will find our page. Let's go on to our health and fitness tips and talking myths this week again. And you see these a lot. You see the weight tablets and liquid diets and that kind of thing. If you've kind of tried a bit of everything, are these a viable option?
Look, I have to be honest here because I think that it's really disappointing to see how much these products have really exploded and taken over the market. I really feel like they're taking advantage of people who really feel like they've got no options left. And unfortunately, they're really just a band-aid solution for a much bigger problem.
Sure. So the liquid diets and that kind of thing is where you replace some of your meals with shakes, sachets and stuff that you buy online and pay a lot of money for.
Some of them are really, really expensive. Yeah.
And some of them, well, they don't really have any magical stuff in them.
No. A lot of them just have fillers and things like that in there to make you feel fuller for longer. It kind of tricks your stomach into thinking, hey, I'm full, stop eating now. While some of them do have some good vitamins and nutrients and things like that in there, some of them aren't so great. So you're not actually deriving what your body is asking for when you're hungry. You're actually just getting something that's tricking your body.
And your body's smarter than that. It knows and it has cravings for food and you sometimes you just really feel like having a big bowl of pasta or a pizza and it's not always bad to have these things.
No, absolutely not. I think that we really need to get back to basics and think about what it is to be alive. And part of that is in enjoying experiences and feeling things and tasting things and smelling things. And food is one of that. We need to really stop this unhealthy relationship we have between food and things like that, because it doesn't really facilitate a healthy lifestyle.
We're not in the Matrix. You don't have your gloop poured onto your plate to eat.
No.
It's all about eating good food.
Yeah, and while we're still growing it, we're still capable. We're in one of the most amazing countries for fresh and beautiful produce.
Mm.
We should just really branch out and start making our own foods and really enjoying and embracing and tasting things.
And there's some things in these normal foods that the powders and shakes and tablets don't have, some of the nutrients that are missing.
That's right. The most important thing is fiber. I think when you're drinking your shakes and things like that, you're not going to get the added fiber which your digestive tract needs. And we don't actually really know the long-term damage that these kinds of things are going to have on our digestion. We might find out 10 years down the track that they actually cause, who knows, cancers or things like that. We just don't know. Our bodies are designed to eat food. That's mm-hmm. what we should be doing.
Fresh food that's been around for as long as we have.
Yeah.
We've grown it, we've eaten it, and we're doing fine as we have evolved so far.
Exactly.
The best thing to do is to come in and see you guys to talk, because everybody's diet needs to be different, needs to be kind of tailored to them. So
exactly.
At Anytime Fitness, you're not just about the weights and the treadmills, you're about food as well.
No, we are. We're about both things, and I think that people need to understand that to make that transformation and lose weight, that the bigger percentage of what you're aiming towards is going to be your diet. A lot of the time people can lose a lot of weight just by altering their diet. You can really accelerate that by adding in some exercise, and we are always more than happy to help. We can give you a bit of basic dietary advice and some nutrition advice. We can write programming and things like that. That's what we're all about at Anytime Fitness. So you can pop in and see us at Mill Close Tyree, and you can give us a call on 65501511.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
No worries.
And if you have missed any of the previous Anytime Fitness health and fitness tips, or if you'd like to hear that one in full again, you can jump online to maxfm.com.au/fitness and check out the podcasts. And make sure you leave your questions for next week's segment as well. Sarah from Anytime Fitness joining me every Monday morning on Max FM. It is Louis for breakfast.
So you put on a few kilos.
Love to lose them.
Thanks to Anytime Fitness, you could score a 14-day pass on Max FM every Monday when the crew from Anytime Fitness talk health and fitness.
Check the website to find out more.
Plus, catch any segments you might have missed.
The way you lose the kilos, get the right advice, and win a 14-day pass. 8:40 Monday morning, thanks to Anytime Fitness.
Max FM.